This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, December 7th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please remember to look at Rumble.com, our Rumble channel, for all of our new video content, rumble.com/SkywatchTV. But you'll get all of it delivered right to your smartphone or tablet with our free mobile app. Cast it to your TV from there. We'll talk about that before the end of the program. Topic number 5 today, Omicron, as we continue tracking the hysteria around the world over the Omicron variant of SARS-2. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky saying that Omicron has now been detected in 15 U.S. states. I think the latest count I've seen now is 17. The map here showing its spread around the world, the dark orange nations with local spread of Omicron, the light orange Omicron being brought in by travelers from outside. It is still not as dominant as the Delta strain, which still accounts for most of the new cases here in the United States, practically every new case here in the U.S. from Delta. But data out of South Africa, where this was first detected, has not shown the uptick in hospitalizations and deaths that epidemiologists and virologists were afraid of. And that is good news, and should hopefully, if cooler heads prevail, tamp down the panic that is spreading around the world over Omicron. The media loves a story, loves to stoke fear and get that adrenaline rush going. The 24-hour news cycle created by the invention of cable news about 30 years ago has not made us a better informed populace. We just go to the news to get the our daily cup of doom, apparently. But this next wave of COVID is apparently, if this trend continues from South Africa, what we're seeing in South Africa continues to be the case around the world, the next wave of Omicron may be no more severe than the seasonal flu. Here in the U.S., we've got all of 40 cases in 17 states. In Britain, 248 cases of Omicron, which is more than South Africa. But again, not seeing the corresponding uptick in hospitalizations or deaths. One strange note coming out of Antwerp, Belgium, two hippos that veterinarians at the zoo there noticed were, and I quote, expelling snot, their words, not mine, have been placed in quarantine after testing positive for the coronavirus. Now, this isn't as weird as you might think, because coronaviruses are everywhere on planet Earth. The common cold is a coronavirus. In fact, there's some evidence that this new variant, Omicron, may have exchanged some DNA with the common cold inside a human host, which happens all the time in humans. So far, COVID-19, or SARS-CoV-2, I should say, has been detected in a number of animal species, from house cats, big cats, deer, mink, and now apparently hippopotami. So, topic number 4, the COVID panic. The fact that we're not seeing the severe illness from the Omicron variant has not prevented politicians from not letting a good crisis go to waste. New York City on Monday, where outgoing Mayor Bill de Blasio is mandating a coronavirus vaccine for all private sector employees beginning December 27th, requiring all private businesses in New York City to have their employees vaccinated by December 27th. De Blasio announced this first-in-the-nation measure Monday morning, calling it a preemptive strike against the Omicron variant. De Blasio's mandate also expands restrictions on indoor dining, entertainment, and fitness centers to include vaccine mandates for children between the ages of 5 and 11. People who are not vaccinated over the age of 5, well, over the age of 4, 5 and above, will be refused service at restaurants, entertainment venues, and gyms beginning December 27th. Now, and by the way, this will also require 2 vaccine doses, up from 1, to be considered fully vaccinated. Given that the Omicron variant has mutated to the point that experts believe that this new strain will evade the antibodies created by the vaccines, and the risk to children documented since the beginning of the outbreak, the risk to children of COVID-19 is practically nil. This is nuts. First in the nation doesn't necessarily mean it's a good idea. It means Bill de Blasio is currying favor with Big Pharma, is what it means. Look, if you're in New York City and living under these conditions, I just urge you to consider either really pushing back against this or considering relocating to a part of the country where decisions about public health are based on science and rational thinking. Well, this is happening all over the world. Italy is rolling out its super green pass, actually that was announced on Monday, which bars the unvaccinated from a variety of events and amenities, even if they have a negative COVID test. New measures, part of this so-called super green pass, which delineates between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated in Italy, creating a two-tiered society, which is what I think this is really all about. At least in Italy, those with who can prove that they've recently recovered from COVID-19 can get the new pass. You don't need the vaccine if you can show that you've got natural immunity. But these new measures coincide with a announced plans for vaccine mandates all across Europe. Austria has announced it's implementing a vaccine mandate in February. Germany says it wants to do the same. Greece has announced rolling fines starting in January for people over 60 who are unvaccinated. And at least with the elderly, the risk from the disease is high enough that you can begin to consider that the vaccine might make sense. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, as we told you last week, is encouraging forced vaccination, calling on discussions across the European Union in a move that she is describing or is being described as the Chinification of Europe. And I think that's an apt description. Topic number three, speaking of China, the Beijing Olympics. Biden administration has announced a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. This means that while our athletes will attend, no government officials will attend. It's intended to snub President Xi and the Chinese Communist Party. Now, ahead of the announcement, China's foreign ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian said the Winter Olympics is not a stage for political show and political manipulation. Yeah, but it is, though. It always has been. Anyway, this move comes as President Biden is under pressure from lawmakers here in the U.S. to address China's human rights abuses, like cracking down on pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong and detaining Muslim Uyghurs in Xinjiang province. America has been soft on China's treatment of its citizens for a long, long time. Money talks, you know. Topic number two, priorities. Kind of out of whack in the Chicago public school system. In the name of gender equity, the Chicago public schools are doing away with boys and girls restrooms, opting instead for gender-neutral restrooms. This was announced by the CPS Title IX officer, Kami Pratt, on Monday, stating that on top of ensuring that each of our schools is a safe environment, we're taking steps to create more inclusive and supportive schools. One change that will be implemented relates to our school bathrooms. Chicago Public Schools call the shift away from sex-based restrooms as incredibly important. I would suggest that teaching children basic skills like reading, writing, doing arithmetic, understanding science would be incredibly important. Notice the signage that they're putting here. Apparently, gender-neutral bathroom is now indicated by a duck with a whale tail. I guess that's now the internationally recognized symbol for gender dysphoria. I'm not really sure, but I can tell you this. If we had a child in school age in the Chicago public school system doing away with boys and girls... Going to the bathroom can be traumatic enough if you're not in the right, you know, click in that age. And now knowing that you might go into the restroom and find, if you're a young lady, and find that there are boys in your bathroom because they identify that day. Yeah, our kids would be out of there so fast. Well, coming up. Another sign of the time in which we live. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. And yes, coming up, the apocalypse will be live streamed. That's next on 5 and 10.
Skywatch TV is proud to announce the largest holiday giveaway of the year, the Misfits Grand Giveaway. With so many in the body of Christ experiencing seasons of loneliness, insecurity, doubts about their God-given purpose, or feel like out-of-place misfits in the kingdom of God, the time for change is now. In their new book, Misfits, the ladies of Simply His delve into the vital spiritual realities and theological principles that demonstrate how these discouraging sentiments are not unique to you, but may in fact be indicators that you're on the verge of a spiritual breakthrough. In Misfits, you will learn surprisingly simple but life-changing biblical information that will empower you to discover your untapped potential, to find your God-ordained calling, and to embrace your destiny. Also included in this incredible holiday giveaway is Donna Howell's thrilling sequel to the Charles Dickens classic A Christmas Carol, entitled Ebenezer, where she answers what was left unaddressed at the end of the Dickens novel, such as, whatever becomes of Tiny Tim? And what happens when people from all over London witness the change in Ebenezer and learn that the motivation behind all of his transformation began with what they believe to be ghostly visitations? You'll also receive the never-before-released collection Christmas Classics, a beautiful volume of 9 full books with 14 stories total, all celebrating Christmas. These classic narratives will warm your heart and inspire you this holiday season, featuring titles in their entirety like A Christmas Carol, The Shepherd's Story, The Shepherd Who Didn't Go, The Gift of the Magi, The Other Wise Man, and several more. But we're just getting started. You'll also receive the new Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on DataDisc. Now, for the first time ever, this must-have assortment features 110 of the most information-packed best-selling books in Defender history. These full-length books are in popular ebook formats, so you can read them on Kindle, EPUB, PDF, and other handheld electronic devices, valued at over $1,500 all by itself. You'll also receive directly from the SkyWatch TV archive the complete Teens Rock Collection on DVD. Join Joe Horn and his talented group of young panelists as they discuss important issues facing today's modern youth culture, featuring bonus interviews with musicians Alicia and Whitney as they perform their original songs, So Much More, and Try Kneeling. And finally, included in the Misfits Grand Giveaway, Joe Horn's new CD, This Time Around, featuring the entire Horn family performing hit singles like Long Drive. Talk to Jesus.
So let your heart light on fire for the one true Messiah. Talk to Jesus. Yeah.
This Time Around.
This Time Around. Yeah. It's not about my spotted record. Crying about the man I want to be.
And so many more. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $1,600. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. The Misfits Grand Giveaway, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com.
Item number one today, Apocalypse Cam. Kind of like that. A team of researchers has created a massive, essentially a black box, like the one that records what happens inside an airplane, passenger airplane, except this one is for the whole Earth. This has been set up in Tasmania, Australia. It's called Earth's Black Box. It's an immense steel monolith that has been installed or is being installed in a remote location in Tasmania. It is intended to record climate data like atmospheric carbon dioxide levels, sea temperatures, energy consumption levels, and will also track things like news headlines and social media posts, kind of gauging the zeitgeist of the planet. It'll be powered by a solar panels on the roof, internet-connected storage drives are inside this box, which is made from 3-inch thick steel plate and embedded in granite. So when civilization falls in on itself, or, you know, if we look at Bible prophecy, you know, the flaming mountain hits the sea and then wormwood hits, and then we get earthquakes the likes of which the earth has never seen. Presumably, this box will survive. The question remains, how will a future civilization trying to recover from the ashes actually access that data? If you've seen 2001 Space Odyssey and, you know, the apes encountering the steel monolith, you know that doesn't work out well. Being a believer in Bible prophecy, I think this is just a foolish effort, but it is indicative of where the heads of some in academia are at as regards the future of humanity. Well, if you want to know about the future of humanity, you've got it all right in here, which is the Bible. This is the Defender Family Bible, and you can get this for yourself. It's a limited edition now. It's the King James translation with the expanded Apocrypha, and we're offering this as part of our drive to help complete some construction projects at Whispering Ponies Ranch, which is where we use miniature horses and partner with our friends at Royal Family Kids to work with children in foster care, children between the ages of 9 and 11, where these miniature horses help to break down the barriers of children who've been scarred and put up walls around themselves to protect themselves from adults because of the way they've been treated in the past. For your donation of $300 or more, you get the Defender Family Bible along with a gift pack from Whispering Ponies Ranch and a $100 gift certificate for you to use any way you choose at the Skywatch TV store. For your gift of $1,000 or more, the Bible, the Whispering Ponies Ranch gift pack, a $300 gift certificate to use any way you choose, plus an invitation to attend a taping at our new Skywatch TV studios, an invitation to our sponsors banquet at our 2022 Defender Conference, an invitation to tour Whispering Ponies Ranch in the fall of 2022, and take a group photo with the ranch staff and the staff of Skywatch TV. You can find out more. You can donate any amount you like, but again, for $300 or more, the Defender Family Bible, get them before they're gone. You find out more online, skywatchtvstore.com, or call the office toll-free during regular business hours, 844-750-4985. Skywatchfilms.com, our new website, sort of a hub for the documentary films that we've produced here at Skywatch TV over the last 6 years. The most recent, of course, The Great Delusion, Josh Peck's excellent documentary on the UFO disclosure movement and what's really behind it, spiritually speaking. You can access that and pretty much all of the films at skywatchfilms.com for as little as $2.95. Stream them in full HD for 7 days for as little as $2.95. Also available, the award-winning films Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, Belly of the Beast, Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here, and Tom Horn's cutting-edge documentary, which was essentially his presentation for our previous virtual conference, The Secret Destiny of America. You'll find all of the films from Skywatch Films at skywatchfilms.com. Again, you can purchase unlimited access, but watch it right now. Instant access for as little as $2.95. SkywatchFilms.com. This week on Skywatch TV, Donna Howell and Allie Henson, prolific authors and very insightful. They've partnered with Nita Horn on a new book called Misfits. It's a little different from some of the things we've offered, but it's evocative. It kind of brings to mind those stop-action animation specials from years ago, Rankin Bass. Are you a misfit Christian? That doesn't mean God cannot use you. Find out more on this week's broadcast of Skywatch TV. You'll find our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air broadcasts at skywatchtv.com/channels. That includes all of our programs, including Simply His, Return to Eden, and the Bible's Greatest Mysteries. But you can watch any and all of those right now if you've got the Skywatch TV app for Roku or Apple TV, or better yet, download all of the programs right to your smartphone or tablet with our free mobile app, because not only does it get you all of our video content and a calendar, a schedule of upcoming events featuring Skywatch TV staff, you're also, through February, getting excerpts from my brand new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, absolutely free. We're going to be rolling out excerpts three times a week through February, and you can take advantage of that. Just look under the news tab there with other important news items, and you'll get those, again, coming through February. I've got to get busy and start cutting out some more articles here. It's sort of a cut-and-paste process, but by the time February rolls around, you'll have read a good chunk of the book, sort of a try-before-you-buy thing. And the mobile app works on iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We've got the links to the app stores in the top menu bar there at skywatchtv.com. Look for the link that says Skywatch TV app, and it'll take you to the right app store for your device. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.